Ed believed he was a well-informed pilot flying for the United States. Then the Germans captured him and told him things about himself he'd never known. His story on the American countryside is brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Ed Davidson was a pilot in the 96th Bomb Group. On his seventh mission over Bordeaux, France on January 5, 1944, he was shot down.
My co-pilot had been killed by Messerschmitt 109s. The aft gunners bailed out without orders and apparently drowned. The rest of the crew, surviving five crew members, ended up in a life raft for 4.5 hours before the Germans came out in a flying boat, landed beside us, and took us as prisoners of war.
He says his German captors seemed to know more about him than even Ed knew about himself.
They had a dossier on me that wouldn't quit. They knew every school I went to, where I was born, when I got to the squadron, who my squadron commander was, who the group commander was. I didn't even know this myself. So they evidently had enough people working in the States, gathering all this information, centralized it in Germany.
The Red Cross came and took the men's names, rank, and serial number. 6 months later, Ed learned his family had received word that he was alive and was a prisoner of war.
Mail was very sporadic. I got maybe 10 letters for the 16 months I was there. We were allowed, I think it was 3 letters and 4 postcards a month to send home. My mother saved all of those. And a lot of them are pretty well censored with black marks through the things.
But the Allied forces were slowly making their way to the camp where he was being held. The story of Ed's liberation is next time as we travel the countryside. In San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.